This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Migs.
Beat Migs.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Julianne from Edmonds is. Julianne, are you there?
I am.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Julianne has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
How many faces does a cube have?
8?
No.
10?
No.
12?
No. Who wrote the famous story, A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Shakespeare?
Correct. What is the name of the dance in the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Time Warp?
Yes. Jennifer Lopez recently filed for divorce from what actor?
A-Rod?
No.
Pal.
Which country occupies half of South America's western coast?
Peru.
No. Say what you wanted to say. Which organ can account for up to 30% of a shark's total body mass?
Stomach.
No.
Pass.
What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Can you say that again?
What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Soccer.
No! Julianne, you dropped a deuce.
Oh, boy.
That was a little rough. I think she almost got the country one if she just said what she was thinking. Mm-hmm. I almost really just wanted to help her out. But I didn't. Don't worry, Steve.
Oh.
I didn't.
She played by the rules.
Played by the rules.
With integrity.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have a tough time.
Oh, am I?
Are you ready?
Yes!
How many faces does a cube have?
Faces does a cube have? 4?
No.
6?
Yes. Why was that so hard?
Who wrote
the famous story, A Midsummer Night's Dream?
Would that be William Shakespeare?
It would be.
Okay.
What is the name of the dance in the beginning of the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
Twerking?
I wish.
The Lambada?
No.
The Freak Nasty?
No.
I've never watched them.
What are you watching? Jennifer Lopez recently filed for divorce from what actor?
Oh, what actor hasn't she filed divorce from? Ben Affleck.
Correct. What country occupies half of South America's western coast?
Canada.
No.
I don't know. Peru?
No.
Spain?
No. Which organ can account for up to 30% of a shark's total body mass?
What organ?
Mm-hmm.
The heart?
No.
The brain?
No.
The dong.
No. What sport was featured on the first curved U.S. coin in 2014?
Baseball?
Yes. According to Google, Switzerland has how many official languages?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Correct. Woo, that was a rough one too. But Steve, you got 5 correct, which is a win, 5-2.
Nice.
Sorry, Julianne.
That's okay.
I don't know if it was okay.
I kind of want to give her a hug.
I know.
She sounded sad.
Always next time, though, you know?
Yeah.
There's always next time.
I really thought I'm glad you eventually said 6, but a cube has 6 faces.
Yeah.
That's just like a
dice.
Yeah, like a normal thing to know, I thought.
It's not like I had that committed to memory. I had to try and picture it and then quickly count up how
Make
many
it
faces.
3D.
Oh, Bring in your mind. Yes. What country occupies half of South America's western coast?
Chile?
Yes.
Boom.
I swear Julianne was about to say that. The organ that can account for 30% of a shark's total body mass.
Is it their skin?
No. What? It's their liver.
Their liver?
Really?
Isn't that crazy? That must weigh a lot, that thing.
Hmm.
Well, Steve, you somehow still beat Julianne. Congrats.
Keeping that 69 losses.
You really are. It's impressive.
I didn't think I was winning today. That was a bad performance.
It was.
Thankfully, she did worse.
She sure did.
Sometimes it happens like that. Yeah. We have partnered up with Mary's Place once more to help put brand new shoes on local kids in need. It is called Kicks for Kids, and any dollar amount that you can throw down will add up and help out.
And a lot of these kids are in shelters. They don't have the means to be able to get brand new pair of shoes, and that's a massive self-esteem booster for kids going into school in the next school year. $50 will buy a brand new pair of sneakers for a child. $100 buys a brand new pair of sneakers for a teenager in the Rockhawks. Some have stepped up. We could definitely use some more to step up, but, you know, we're trying to raise $20,000, but thanks to the generosity of people like Danielle Evans and Brian Dixon and Ronald Rogers, these are all Rockaholics that have donated a good chunk of change to help out these kids that are in need.
Yeah, let's keep it going. You can head to KISW.com and help us get to our goal of $20,000.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.